This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Your girl K-Dot back in the building. You already know what it is. You already know the vibes. Yes, this is going to be a continuation about the Deshaun Watson ordeal for many reasons, one of which is because there's just been a lot of hypocrisy going on. And I think it's important that we sort through everything and really get down to the facts of the matter. And also, which is in defense of why we need to listen, right? We also need to be patient. That's key right now. We need to be patient. We not rush to judgment. This is why. I just find it very interesting that when Texas decided to outlaw abortions, right? Virtually dismissing or overturning or whatever term that you want to use, Roe versus Wade, which was ruled back in 1973. Now, the significance of that, right, is a woman's right to choice, and there's a lot of controversy that goes into that, and I get the religious beliefs and everything that goes into effect, and I'm not by any means criticizing anybody's point of view. Your view is your view. I do, however, believe in a woman's right to choose. And here is where it gets dicey, right? So 22 women, right, who have come forward and who have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct, right? Now, the extent of that, we don't know, right? There's a lot of unknowns because the investigation is still ongoing. But one of the things that we do know is that two grand juries did indeed say we do not have enough evidence to proceed, meaning go to trial in this matter. So here's the thing. If you believe in the laws of Texas, the ones that were just set forth for you to follow, right? Meaning how abortions, that they are against it. And if you live there and you ever find yourself in that situation, you know, and there's obviously a lot of controversy and just things to be said, and whether you'll be able to have that procedure done or whatever, or even contraceptives or preventatives and all these different things that take into effect when it comes to that sort of thing. And those same people are telling me that they don't have enough faith in the law, right, when it comes to the case with Deshaun Watson. Now, I challenge you to think about this for a second. 22 women came forth, right? Accused of sexual, which are accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual assault, right? These are sexual allegations, sexual in nature, right? Against women. Now, explain to me how on one side you can say, okay, no abortions, we don't believe in it, whether it's religious beliefs or just your belief in general that you don't feel like a woman and her doctor is enough to choose whether or not they should go forth with a pregnancy. But yet you're choosing not to believe one, but two grand juries in that same state of Texas that is telling you they do not have enough evidence in the Deshaun Watson matter in order to go to trial. We're not even saying, like, whether, you know what I mean? Like, whether he's innocent or not. Like, they're saying they do not have enough evidence to go to trial. Where, like, there's not enough to sort out. So at the end of the day, they're just going to the civil side, right? To see if they can settle damages that way, which is usually of monetary value. I'm all about making it make sense. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. But that's why I encourage everybody to not rush to judgment. Because usually when you rush to judgment, you don't remember, you know, I'm not going to say you don't remember your beliefs, but your beliefs are just not consistent. Because you get emotional, right? Like everybody does initially. And that's why you don't act on your first initial thought. Because it doesn't make sense that if you're sitting here saying that you actually believe these women, and let's say there is 22 of them, and let's say he is guilty, What if they have, you know, what if they end up pregnant? Did anybody consider that? And now because of the rules that are already set forth, you're saying that they should have to go along with this pregnancy. I challenge you, if you're one of those individuals, to explain that. Because I'm going to sit here and say, like, to me, that doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. You can't pick and choose what laws to follow based off of your beliefs. Like, that's just because if everybody did that, then there would be no laws. Everybody's going to have their own opinion about how things should work. But from what I thought, I thought we had the Supreme Court, we have the Constitution, you know, and amendments to those constitutions and guidelines to stick to, you know, but this is how things get messy when you rush to judgment, because now things don't necessarily make sense. Because in Texas, I would think because you ruled in such a way, you know, to pretty much set aside the, you know, the standard of living for our land in America, you know, because this had to have been some of the downsides about doing away with abortions, you know, understanding sexual crimes and how a pregnancy could, you know, obviously manifest from that situation, then what? What's the woman to do next? These are the things you have to think about. That's why it's like I told you, you need to take a pause, take a beat. Take a breath. Think. Is this case going to reopen something in Texas? I'm almost certain, depending on the investigation, depending on how everything plays out, it certainly could. It very well may happen. Or it could just get swept under the rug and let's say everything just gets settled and it's just like, okay, well, that's that. We'll move on. And hopefully it doesn't happen again. Instead of, you know, being proactive, we tend to be reactive when it comes to things. Like, we'll cross that bridge when we get into it. Well, there's a problem with sometimes worrying, like not crossing that bridge until you get to it, you know? Or even using that saying, for instance. Never know what may be on the other side while you've waited. And please understand that all of this is not to challenge your beliefs, your values. This is to challenge the way you think. Because sometimes I don't think people consider. You could be wrong. Think about that. Losses equals life lessons. Peace.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl, K-Doc, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.